Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Sales Success with Lixie, where we are passionate about helping you transform the sales in your business so you are always fully booked. Today, we are going to be joined by Bryn Brown, who is a business and human design coach for soul-led entrepreneurs. Bryn has built a profitable business by applying human design to her decades of business experience, and now she's dedicated to sharing everything that she's learned about building and running a thriving service-based business so that you can shortcut your way into your aligned business. So today, Bryn is going to do a reading of my human design chart and then talk us through how we can use the different aspects of human design to understand where our energy comes from and how we should be applying that into our business so that we can run more successful businesses in a healthier way. Let's get into it. Bryn, could you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Yeah, thanks for having me. So my name is Bryn Brown. I'm a business coach for soul-led entrepreneurs. I work with service providers and I coach them using a really fun tool called Human Design, which you may or may not have heard of.
Amazing. Thank you. I've heard of it. I've not used it much, which is why we're doing this episode today. So we're going to do something really cool, which you're going to look up my human design and kind of talk us through what it is and why we should care about it and how it can affect us running our businesses.
Yeah. You know, I think it's a really fascinating tool. I've been a personal development junkie since I was a kid, a preteen. I would say I grew up in a really unconventional household where these sorts of spiritual explorations were normal. And so I started learning all the different modalities and tools at a very early age and studied them. And when I found human design, well, first I'll say I heard about it long before I studied it. And the reason is that it can be a little overwhelming, a little complicated when you come to it. So a lot of times people will come to it and they'll see and they'll get their chart run and they'll say, oh, okay, well, you know, I'm this, I don't know what that means. And then they walk away because it's just so nuanced. So it took me a couple of years to come back to it. Now having, you know, I have over 20 years of sales experience in corporate America. And then I've been in a coaching role and running my own business or this business for 7 years. And I believe wholeheartedly that human design is the best shortcut for business that you can find for personal development and then aligning the business with your own energetics. I oftentimes will call I kind of wrap human design up in something I like to call personal energetics, because I think that there are a lot of really fabulous tools out there, you know, skills assessments and skills finders and Enneagram. And there's a lot of different tools that you can use to help you understand yourself and then apply that to your business. Human design, I think, is fascinating because it is so clear cut and so validating in a lot of ways.
Okay, interesting. I love that. That sounds very specific. So I'm excited to see how that works.
Very specific. So human design, if you're new to it, is it's often called the science of differentiation. Okay. So it's really a tool to help us see how different we are from other people, not necessarily how we are, oh, this one particular type. And so then we fall into this category. It's yes, we have archetypes. At the same time, it's a layered process, right? So we have this archetype meets this archetype and then these elements. And so really what we're seeing in human design is something called a body graph. So you plug in your birth information like you would an astrology chart, and it puts out this body graph that gives us a snapshot of the way your energy is designed to operate in the world, right? So we have universal energy, the universal laws, and then we have personal energetics. And when you understand both of those pieces of energy, then we can come and take a look at our business and say, okay, how am I operating in a way that's going to be sustainable for me, that's going to put me in flow state more often, that's going to make me more attractive and magnetic to my dream clients, right? And ultimately tap into my highest potential for earning, which is what we're here for as business owners, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting because obviously my expertise is in sales. And as salespeople, we always say that sales is an exchange of energy. So I'm really interested to see how thinking about my energy in this way will affect the sales in my business. So yeah, this is all coming together quite nicely.
Yeah, it's fascinating. The other, I think, piece to it is not only are you understanding then about yourself, and in that understanding, you then begin to see, oh, other people are different, and how can I meet them where they need to be met in any given moment? And so when we look at the human design chart, we, again, are learning about ourselves, and then we can take it to the business and say, okay, what does this mean for my business? So I'm looking away and looking at your chart here. So when I look at your chart, Lixie, I'm seeing a lot of definition. So what do I mean by definition? Definition means, so we have places in our chart where we are defined and places in our chart where we're undefined. Where we are defined, these are our inherent gifts. These are things that you have consistent access to that energy, and you can use that. You're always sort of putting it out into the world, emitting it from your aura. Mm-hmm. And where we're undefined, you're always receiving into your aura. So if you think about this in terms of your business, we can look at, okay, where am I defined? What do I have consistent access to? And what are those general themes? And then we can start to put those pieces into place. So for example, Lixie, you have a defined G center. The G center is essentially your heart center. So if you're thinking of the chakra system, it's very similar when you're looking at the body graph. And so the G center is the heart center. When I have someone who has that defined, I'm looking at it and saying, oh, this is someone who can sort of brand themselves. They have a sense of self and they can brand themselves. And that branding feels consistent for a longer amount of time than someone who has this undefined. It's maybe easier to sort of tap into those knowings about yourself and who you are and the direction that you're going in terms of your core identity and what you want to do. A lot of times, Elizabeth Gilbert talks about this on an Oprah show ages ago, and she talked about hummingbirds and jackhammers. And the jackhammers are the people who know what they want to be when they grow up, and they just sort of chip away at it. And it's sort of like, yes, I can do this. And this is who I am. And there's nothing else in the world that I could do. And then the hummingbirds are more like, oh, this flower is beautiful. It smells so, let me check this out and explore. And then they kind of go to the next flower and the next flower. And the world needs both kinds of people. And when I look at a defined versus an undefined G center, that's what I'm seeing is more of the jackhammer with the definition of I know who I am. And that doesn't mean you'll have the same job forever and ever, because there are some other things we can see in here that are going to require variety in your life, Lixie. But it's this sort of umbrella. Think of it as more of an umbrella, this sense of like, I'm generally going in this one direction. I have an undefined G, for example. I have been in sales for a long time. So yes, you can kind of see that as a common denominator, that the path has been wildly different in the ways that I've done that. So that's really interesting. I'll pause there. Any questions?
Yeah, that was a lot. Okay, so I've got a defined G, and that generally means that as a general rule, I kind of understand who I am as a person, which I think I would agree with. I think it took me some time to get to that point. But yes, I would say for the last few years of my life, I know who I am and what I want and what I want to do as a person and who I want to be as a person. I would agree with that.
Yeah. And when we have an area that you're not defined in, it doesn't mean that you don't have. So if you didn't have your G defined, it wouldn't mean you don't have any idea who you are. It just means that there's less consistent access to that energy. So the full range of human experience is available to you. So it's almost like in this sense, there's a bandwidth. So you also have your throat center defined. Our throat center is our center of communication and manifesting into the physical world. Now you're what we call, and I'll back out and give a very general overview in just a second. You're what we call a manifesting generator. So you have not just your throat defined, but we have what we call a motor to the throat. It's motorized, which means that it makes it almost easier in some ways for you to manifest things into the world that you desire on your own. You don't necessarily need to hook up to other people. So other people who don't have a motor to the throat or they don't have their throat defined, they can manifest just as easily. It just requires hooking up to other people's energy, which is really interesting. So we can see where you're designed to hook up to other people's energy and where you're maybe able to sort of create things on your own. Now, as a generator, you're designed to respond to your environment. So you are made to be with people, and there's certainly other aspects, like this huge aspect in your chart that is within the channel of community. So you're designed, it's literally your biggest energy are the two gates, we call them, and they connect to each other, giving you this beautiful expression of bringing people together.
I love that.
Yeah. And it's grounded in this energy of change as well. So that's why I was saying you have these aspects where it's like, oh, okay, I know the path that I'm on. Yet there's a big part of you that's like, I want community because I like the variety of that community. So long as there's a nice rhythm to it and it's not just like all over the place. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, definitely. I'm aware of all of those things you shared, just not in the way that they are presented in human design. So I would agree that I'm happy doing things by myself and going out and making things happen, but I prefer to do it with other people because I think it's more fun. Yeah. And I am at heart, I am a massive extrovert, which means I get my energy from other people as yes. opposed to an introvert who would get your energy from kind of recharging and having quiet time. I get it from other people. So yeah, that is an interesting way of looking at the different ways that you can find out the same information. I think human design does a good job of bringing all of the energetics into one place, as opposed to kind of having all of these differing theories from lots of other places.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it also gives us insight, not just to, so we're validating a lot of like, oh, this is the way that I am in all different ways, right? It also gives us insight into where might I have beliefs, we call it conditioning in human design, but where might I be holding beliefs that are or are not serving me, right? Or where are places where I might get into a little bit of trouble because this could be a problem. So perhaps, you know, you have what's called an undefined ajna. The ajna is the mind center. So when the ajna is about taking sort of abstract thoughts and conceptualizing them, when it's undefined, again, it's like, it's so open, which is beautiful for you because this is where sort of opinions and insights and ideas live. And it allows someone to be very open in terms of other people's ideas and opinions and insights, not being so restricted to just like, I just see it this way. Mm-hmm. And this is how I need it to be, you know, in my world. And so it makes you, you know, someone who's so community oriented, how beautiful to have that. Mm. At the same time, what we can find is a tendency to overthink because there is no bandwidth. There's no consistent access to the Ajna center conceptualizing. So then it's like, well, is this the right way? Is this the right way? Is this the right way? So we can start to see, okay, does that tendency show up? Perhaps it showed up more in your youth or more today. You know, it's we can start to look at that. Okay, am I overthinking the way that I want to approach this particular strategy, right? Or everybody says I need to do this. And because everybody else has, you know, other people with defined ajnas are sort of putting that out into the world, we pick that up and you can almost take it on as your own. Like, oh, I think I really need that, when it may or may not be accurate. So with human design, what we do, and this is a good time to sort of back out into the more general archetypes, is we look at what's called type and strategy. So that is, how does your aura work as a whole? And then something called authority, which is, how am I designed to make decisions? So for you, you're an emotional manifesting generator. So your main archetype, your type, is a manifesting generator, excuse me. So the manifesting generator is a generator at its core. It's designed to, you're designed to respond to your environment. You have this, so there's five types: manifester, generator, manifesting generator, reflector, and projector. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the generators make up about 70% of the human population. And then that's split between manigens and generators. Okay. So as a generator, you have a little bit of manifestor energy. Now, we don't use this term as, oh, manifestors are the only ones that can manifest something. We're all human. We all have that capability. We're all designed to create our own reality. For you as a manifesting generator, it just means that you have a little bit of a sort of different way than just than regular generators, sacral generators. So generators are just designed to respond and you're sort of waiting to respond. You're designed to respond and then inform, because manifesting generators move very quickly in life and they have a lot of passion. So again, we're talking about defined G center. Yes, the umbrella, we're generally headed in one direction. You generally have a sense of who you are and what direction you want to go. That doesn't mean that you're not going to take all the fun little side roads, because it's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So manigens tend to be, you see a lot of manifesting generators. I have a lot of them come into my practice to work with me, because there's this I have all these ideas. I want to go all these, do all these different things, but how do I make it all come together? Right. There's a sense of, and you have what's called a 6-line profile, which is a very big picture thinker. So I also have a lot of 6 lines come to me because I say, okay, you hold the vision for the forest and I'll help you figure out which critters and which trees and which bushes to put in to make it a healthy ecosystem, because you need to stay in that sort of big picture and still have the variety. So this is where, again, when we come back to business, we say, okay, Lixie, where are your systems in place and where do they need to be in place? And then where can we automate things for you so that you aren't in the business as much, that things are still working and making money and they're profitable for you, but allowing you to still explore your other interests, because you're going to get bored at some point.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And does that resonate with some of the ways that you've sort of brought in offerings in the past?
Yeah. I haven't looked at it in that way, but I have a tendency to make sure that I automate everything and everything's as easy as it can be. And I'd never thought about it being so that I can go off and do other things. It's just the way that I naturally do something. Yes. So that's a really interesting way of looking at it.
Yeah. So for you as a generator, the way that you know that you're on the right track, or if you're ruminating in something or holding on to something that you can let go of, or if you need to automate it, you have what's called a sacral response, and emotional authority. So what does that mean? When people say, go with your gut, if you are a generator or a manifesting generator, you will know what that means. That has a visceral, physical feeling for you, right? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
You're nodding. Generators operate in a yes, no capacity. The sacral tells you, this is in your gut, and it tells you, that's for me, or that is not for me. And it will physically repel you or draw you in when something is a yes or something's a no, respectively. Right. So other types, so this is where it can be helpful when you're working with clients, don't always have that knowing. So to say, go with your gut to every single client wouldn't necessarily make sense, because that's not how everybody's bodies work. Now for you, we then have this added layer of having an emotional authority. So what does that mean? So an emotional authority means that your decision-making process takes a little bit of time. So the sacral knows in the moment and wants to be sort of impulsive. Yes, this is for me. Okay. The emotional authority is then going to have all the feelings about it. Now, half of the population has emotional authority. That means you need to wait to make decisions. And that's not always fun, especially as a Manny Gen who wants to move and go and be on their way already, right? So the emotional authority, what you're looking for, it operates in a wave capacity. So it's sort of like highs and lows. Now for you, I can see that this is pretty moderate, right? It's going to be more undulating waves that are a little bit more consistent versus someone who might have elements in their chart that are going to be really high highs and really low lows, or someone who has elements in their chart that they're going to get really excited. And then something is going to just, some piece of information is going to come in and then they kind of crash. And that's what you're waiting for, is that crash to happen, or the highs and the lows. Then we feel a sense of peace. And then you can make your decision from that place. So how does this play out in real life? It's like, okay, everybody's saying Facebook groups, right? I need to have a Facebook group. I don't love Facebook, but I want to be on Facebook to have this group because everyone says they're so profitable, right? Your undefined Ajna is going to be hearing that and saying, well, that makes a lot of sense. Maybe I should do that, right? We could look and say, oh, she's designed for community. Beautiful. Facebook group could be an amazing place for you. Then we're going to tap into the gut. What's the gut saying on the initial reaction, right? Well, I don't like Facebook, but you know, this feels like, ooh, that could be really exciting. I love the community aspect of it. Then we're going to let it sit, right? And you're going to maybe tease out some more information along the way. Well, how much time is this going to take me to implement, or what's going to be involved for me in terms of nurturing the group or whatever? What tech do I need to have to support this? And over the course of a few days, or maybe just overnight, you sleep on it, or a few days, or maybe even up to a week, you're going to feel like, ooh, I'm really excited. Then you're going to feel like, oh, why did I say I'm going to do that? I don't want to do that. Oh, but I always do this thing. But you know what? I can do it. I can stick with it, right? Like, you're going through all the emotions. And then at the end, you land in a place of peace. And like, yes, I would love to have a Facebook group only if, right, I am, you know, have these boundaries and I have a community manager, XYZ, right? Or it could be all in. Everybody's different. So at the end of the day, any strategy could work for any person. But when you have human design, you can sort of shortcut the learning experiences that maybe not might not be for you, right? The challenges that you don't need to experience because we're going through sort of this order of operations and looking at what's going to flow with your energy. And I've said a lot of words. I'm going to pause now.
It's good to understand why you have certain thoughts and why your brain kind of works in a certain way, so that when you're faced with a decision like that, like we'll continue using the Facebook group one as an example, you're being told that everybody's doing this thing and is this, so you should be doing this thing. Knowing that you're, when you're presented with an opportunity and a decision like that, your immediate thought is going to be, yeah, sure, I'm going to go ahead with that. Like knowing that that's going to be your gut reaction gives you the opportunity to kind of take a step back and say, actually, let me talk this through with myself or with my coach and see if it actually is the right decision for me. And I'm not just saying yes because it's what everybody else is doing.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Where you're beginning to understand the way the energetics work, right? So people, when it comes to sales, and I know you'll love to hear this, we can look at the chart at the 9 different centers and we can see where people are, where you're being sold to. Right.
Okay.
So, yes, exactly. Yeah, that clicked, right? So you have an undefined head, an undefined ajna, an undefined spleen, and an undefined root, though you have a lot of definition in your root. Okay. So what does that mean? Well, if we start, let's start bottom up. The root center is all about the get up and go, right? Like that's the initiating, like starting of a project, not necessarily finishing it, but the starting of it. So it can be easier to sell to you by selling you on the accountability, the getting you to take action and getting started, right? That would be appealing to you because there's less consistent access there for you in terms of doing that on your own. Now, I say that with an asterisk because you do have a lot of gates defined. There is still a lot of definition in there, even though the center is undefined. You have a completely undefined spleen. The spleen has to do with, there's a lot of health implications with the spleen, time and timing, and as well as fears, survival fear. So having it completely undefined, again, this is just opening you up to experiencing the full range of humanness in this, within these themes, right? So it could be fear-based selling that sells to you, right? It could be that you pick up on like, ooh, I don't want that thing to happen, or I don't want to miss out on this thing. And then it can be a little bit tricky there. Same thing with the ajna. Again, this makes a lot of sense. They're all saying it, right? This is in your mind. Like, ooh, that makes sense. I should be doing that because everyone else is doing. And then inspiration, we're receiving a lot of inspiration. Oh, you're going to get so many ideas and inspiration within this container or within this program, right? You can feel a little bit more influence in those places. Conversely, when you're selling, you can say, oh, okay. Well, first of all, I can look and say, one of the things that's going to be a huge draw for people to come and hire you, Lixie, is that you have your heart center. So there's actually two centers connected to the heart, but this is the willpower center. And that's actually less common. Only about 30% of the population has the heart center defined, which means you have consistent access to willpower. Amazing. Meaning that when you say, I'm going to do this, I said it, I'm going to do it, and you can stick with it. Now, knowing that, you can understand how when someone comes into your aura, they're going to feel that too. Because there's a chance that they don't have that defined, right? So 7 times out of 10, they're probably not going to have that defined. So then they're going to come and say, okay, when I'm with you, I know that I'm going to I'm going to feel that I can do anything and stick with it. But when we're out of our session, I'm not going to be tapped into that energy anymore. So then as a provider, as a practitioner, you can start to think, okay, how can I support them with that piece of willpower to keep them going between sessions? Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. And it's one of my biggest selling points with my clients is that I like accountability and being your cheerleader is the thing that I'm really good at. So this fits this. I feel like a light bulb's just gone on because this fits perfectly with that.
Yeah. And that's huge to continue to keep in your marketing and in all your sales material and in all your sales copy, right? We can start to look at these things like, okay. And then to back it up, the motor to the throat we talked about, it's like, okay, when other people, if they don't have a motor to their throat or if they don't have the throat defined, again, when they're with you, they're going to be able to tap into their ability to communicate and articulate what they do better and who their ideal client is, right? It's like, it gives them that energy without taking anything from you. It's your gift to give that doesn't drain you unless you're saying yes to something that's a no. And that's how all generators operate, because we've trained our generators societally to say yes to the no's, right? We've trained our generators to be the worker bees, right? Mm-hmm. Be in the assembly line or work in this cubicle. And it's turned off this sacral yes, no response. And the more we can have our generators only doing the yeses, the literally the better, like world peace, you guys, you know, like the better it is for everyone. It is the most important thing that we can do, I think, societally, is have our generators only say yes, because your battery is going to get drained faster if you're saying yes to a no. And that's where burnout happens. And once the generators burn out, it's like nothing else matters, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I can imagine that. So with the willpower, so as long as I'm working with an ideal client, it's a dreamy client, I've got an endless supply of willpower that I can share with them.
No, I wouldn't say endless. Great. Yes, I know you're probably like, that's how I feel. So the energy centers, that we have four energy centers, you have three out of the four defined. So you have a lot of energy inherently. Again, the sacral is operating in a yes, no capacity. It's sort of like the more you say yes, it's like, think about it as a gas tank, right? Your sacral center is the gas tank and it's bigger than non-sacrals. Okay. And it gets drained when you're saying no. Right? When you're saying yes to no's, excuse me. And then when you're saying yes to yeses, it gets filled back up. It's also designed to be emptied out by the end of the day. And then you go to bed exhausted and then you get back up, but not mentally burnout exhausted, right?
But like you've had a good day of work and you've done lots of fun things and you're tired. Yeah,
exactly. The willpower center is more of a pulsing energy. So you're going to get this burst and then it's going to need to rest. It's going to get a burst and then it's going to need a rest. Okay. So it's not necessarily endless in the sense of like, I can just keep going. If the sacral's there to back it up, this is it's a fine line and it's a nuanced thing for a generator to experience. You have to start to feel, when am I working too much? Mm-hmm. Right. Because again, it is the yes fully there, and you do need sleep. You have a human body. In a physical world, you need nutrition, you need water, right? So a generator can get in that zone, and I'm sure you've experienced this in your life, where you're just like going, I forget to eat, I forget to, you know, sleep be damned, like I'm just
definitely
off the races until this project is done. So there is a time to recognize, okay, when do I need to rest?
Okay.
Yeah.
And again, it's one of those things where you just, like, knowledge is power, like being aware of these things and knowing what your, I don't want to say what your limitations are, but like knowing how your body approaches things and how your brain works, I think makes it easier to make decisions.
Yeah.
And obviously you've just said that I need to be careful of saying yes to a no. So the next time I'm presented with an opportunity that I'm like, I'm probably going to say yes to that, I'll come back to this and be like, actually, Bryn pointed out that I'm very likely to say yes to something that's actually a no, and it will help me question whether that thing is something that I actually want to do.
Yeah, it's something that is conditioned widely, and then depending on your level of awareness around this, right? Mm-hmm. Like you may already inherently be so good at just following your gut and just not caring to say no. My daughter's a generator, and she has a defined head and ajna and throat, and it's a very headstrong kind of thing. And I'm like, thank goodness I know to teach her this, how to listen to her gut from an early age. At the same time, I don't know if I could condition her to turn off her gut. It is just very like, because she's got that defined head to go with it. It's just very, you know, like, I don't really care what you think. I'm not doing that because I'm not interested. It's not a yes for me, you know, and for a five-year-old, that's real fun to navigate, right? And it's also interesting to see other things too. So from a health perspective, you have a completely undefined spleen. And I mentioned health is in that sort of center there. And so we can see that an undefined spleen tends to be much more physically sensitive.
Okay.
So like food sensitivities or allergies. I see you giggling.
Yeah, I've got four chronic pain conditions, two of which are in my gut. So yeah, food sensitivity is definitely a problem.
Yes. And that's by design. So again, there's this sort of mind-body connection that can begin to happen where we say, oh, okay, well, if I'm just designed that way, there's nothing wrong with me. Mm-hmm. You know what? We may have some dysfunction going on. This is not to diagnose anything by any means. It's to bring that awareness and the validation and the sort of forgiveness and to bring all of that in of like, oh, I'm just going to be more sensitive. And that's just how I'm designed. Mm-hmm. And it's a gift because those places where we're undefined are where we're meant to gain wisdom. This is why so many health coaches and wellness practitioners, you know, I'll see a lot of undefined spleen, and not always, because even when you have it defined, you can still have health challenges. Obviously, the difference is that it's like the bigger, you don't notice it until it's a bigger deal.
Okay.
So the threshold is a little of noticing, and the symptoms showing up or is a little bit different, but you'll see that because there's like, oh, okay, there's a lot of definition. And you went into this role because, you know, you want to help people because you had such significant things happen to you. Right. So I see that correlation a lot, and I work with, I have worked with a lot of wellness practitioners, and you see it right there in the chart, which is wild.
Yeah. So it's mad.
We can look at the adrenals are in the root center. So we're looking at, you know, you, again, you have a lot of definition, but it's undefined. And the root center, think about adrenaline. You get a burst and then it needs to recharge. You cannot live on adrenaline, right? That's a real problem. If you do, we're going to burn out the adrenals. I'm a projector. I did that. And a lot of projectors will experience adrenal burnout regardless of the definition in their root center by the nature of living in a, you know, world of generators. And it's not a bad thing. It's just when you see this, we can start to look at it and say, okay, what can I do to optimize the way my energy works?
Yeah. Where can I show up as my most energetic self, kind of thing?
Yes. And that's exactly what this is all about. It's like, okay, I can see the highest expression, the highest potential for you. I can't tell you, oh, you're meant to be a sales coach. Oh, you're meant to do, you know, you're meant to do this for a living. That's not what the chart tells us, but it tells us where are our biggest gifts? And then how can I apply that to what I'm most passionate about? Because that's totally individual. And on a soul level, you know, you have your soul's desire. And then we can just look at this and say, okay, how can we live that out in the best, fastest, like, how can we get there in the shortest way possible and then stay in that place? Right.
Yeah. So I'd love to know for me and for anyone that gets their human design chart kind of read, now that I know all this, what steps can I take kind of going back into the business to, if I'm looking at it like top level, like what can I do to make sure that I've optimized my business so that it matches my energy levels to the best of my ability?
So it's a great question because, again, it is so nuanced. And what I'm talking about here is not even at the highest level, right? I'm kind of picking and choosing things that I feel you need to hear or I'm being drawn to share with you today. When we talk about human design, we go strategy and authority first. So again, how does your aura work and how is it designed to interact with the universe? That's your strategy. And then your authority is your decision-making process. Those are the most important things that you could focus on. You can get your chart read or run for free. There's a few places. Genetic Matrix is a common one. My Human Design is another common one. So you can type in free human design chart. You will need your birth information, time, date, and location. And that the time is important. So if you don't know your exact birth time, there could be variations in the chart, but it would be perhaps worthwhile to work with a chart reader to kind of nail that down so that you can get the best sort of insight that at possible, right? So we know, okay, what can we sort of rely on here and what might not be right? And at the end of the day, anything that we see in the chart, if it doesn't resonate, let it go. This is not the end all be all, right? It's a great tool, but it's not the end all be all.
Yeah, so with every tool, there are probably going to be bits of it that don't work for you or don't matter, and you take the bits that feel like they're going to be useful.
Yep. So then we look at, okay, how does my aura type work? And then what is my strategy, which is for generators, is to respond to your environment. So you need to sort of wait to respond. We can't just come out and like do everything that's in your head, right? For manifestors, for example, this is going to be doing everything that comes into your head, right? Like listening to that divine inspiration, they operate a little bit differently. They get to sort of just initiate, but you also have to inform and let people know what you're up to because you do move fast as a manifestor. So similar, manifesting generator, You're responding to your environment, but you need to tell people what you're doing and inform them along the way so they can keep up.
Yeah.
For projectors, you're waiting for energetic and overt invitations right before you're going in and helping. It's like you need to make sure that the prescription is there before you give the medicine. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And then reflectors are at such a tiny percentage of the population. It's so environmentally dependent. So reflectors are really waiting to see what's coming through in their environment, and then they're sharing their insights. So we start there, and then you move into your authority, which I find to be one of the more important pieces, especially when it comes to implementing strategies in your business and tactics, right? So are you listening to your emotional authority? Are you going with your gut? Are you listening to your intuition? Are you following? There's 7 different authorities out there. So depending on your authority, am I coming into agreements with in alignment with my strategy? And am I making decisions in alignment with my authority? Mm-hmm. And then the third thing that I would give just the people. So if you love a lot of information, just stop, just keep listening. If you don't and you're overwhelmed, just stop. But the last thing we didn't talk too much about is the profile, because that's going to give us a lot of insights into your marketing.
Okay.
Yes. So the profile is going to look like a fraction. It's going to be 2 numbers. So for you, it's a 6/2. And that tells me you're a role model hermit. So how is your marketing going to work? Okay. Now you heard the word hermit. We didn't talk about that.
What does that mean?
Yes. Again, this is I can go, 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 right? But we're looking at different aspects. With that 2 line, you're going to cocoon. You're going to go into your cave. You're going to take these periods where you're out. And then yes, even as an extrovert, you're going to come back in. But what that tells me is as the role model, you're going to hold this big picture vision. And as the hermit, you're going to have gifts and talents that you can easily dismiss because they come so easily to you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So again, in the marketing, we want to tap in. Yes, you have willpower. You can help with accountability. And we want to start listening. What are the people saying to you that are your gifts that you're like, oh yeah, but everybody can do that, right? And let them call that out and then put those in your marketing.
Okay. Also,
we're going to work that rhythm into your marketing of, oh, I know I can't be on and out all the time. I'm going to have my hermit time. So what is going to be sustainable, right? Where can we eliminate, automate, delegate? That's like my motto in business, right? What can we automate? What can we get rid of?
Yeah.
Right. What can we delegate out to other people? Now, you use your discernment and your authority for that, but it's we look at the profile for a lot of the marketing pieces with the throat center. So there's a lot of layers here. I would say then, if you're super interested, get a chart reading session. It's always helpful to do more than one. I know, depending on your budget, you know, it's not always easy to go out and have 10 chart reading. I heard one time, have your chart read by someone that you resonate with. And then have it read again by a projector, because projectors are designed to see the unseen, right?
Cool.
And that's what I do. So it's sort of like getting those multiple perspectives, and then you can research. Some people are designed to research on their own and some people are not. So having a chart reading session is so powerful and so helpful to sort of get the lay of the land, and then you can choose your adventure from there.
Yeah. It's fascinating. We've been sat here for what, half an hour looking at this, and that the amount of information that you can get from your chart, I think, is amazing. And like understanding how your energy works and how you can use that to work like smarter, not harder, I think is really important. And like productivity and personal development is something that I'm really passionate about, and this is just another tool in the toolbox that you can use to make sure that you and your business are running in the best way possible. Exactly. So that you don't head towards burnout, and so that you are doing everything in the best way that you can for your for your body and your health and your business.
Exactly. And to turn things around when they've gone wrong, because inevitably we've all gotten there, right? All got to that point. It's like, oh, okay, this is why. Yeah, it is about optimizing the energy. And then along with that becomes productivity and profitability and all of these wonderful things that we want, you know, work-life balance and freedoms and all of those things. So it is, I truly believe, I said this in the beginning, I truly believe it is the best shortcut to optimizing your business and to creating a sustainable and profitable business as well. So,
yeah, definitely. Well, thank you so much for joining us. This has been so useful.
Well, thanks for letting me take a look at your energy.
It's been so fun. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. My three key takeaways from today's episode would be to consider having your human design chart read. Understanding your energetics and where your energy comes from can make such a big difference in how you run your business. And it's just another tool in the toolbox of building a successful business and being able to do it in a healthy and sustainable way. My second key takeaway would be to work with a coach like Bryn, who is an expert in human design, if you are interested in it, so that they can help you uncover all of the secrets behind your human design chart, because there's so much information in them that may or may not be of use. And until you speak to somebody who really understands it, it can be difficult to know which bits you should apply and which bits you shouldn't. And my third takeaway would be to think about how you're running your business and does all of it feel aligned? Even if you're not going to get your human design chart read, just look at every aspect of your business and is it draining you or is it filling your battery? If it's really something, if there are aspects of your business that are really draining you and aren't feeling right, then it's time to look at how you can improve those things or remove them from the business entirely, if that is an option. But thank you so much for tuning in. I will see you next time.